Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. We're dedicated to sharing Great Loop information and inspiration with those actively cruising, planning for, or dreaming of a Great Loop adventure. This is Kim Russo. I'm the director of AGLCA. Today, my guest is Roy Eaton, and the topic we're going to speak about is the North Channel, which is where a lot of the current group of loopers are headed. Before I bring in Roy, though, I do want to take a moment to thank and recognize our Admiral sponsors who support AGLCA at the highest level. They are Curtis Stokes & Associates, Dog River Marina, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, Skipper Bob Publications, United Yacht Sales of the Carolinas, and Waterway Guide Media. As always, we encourage all of our listeners to support these businesses that support the Great Loop. And now I would like to officially introduce Roy Eaton. Roy, thank you for joining me today.
Well, nice to be able to talk to you, Kim.
We appreciate your time because I know this is a busy time of the year for you because I know you do a lot for boaters coming through the North Channel, and we're moving into the high season there. But let's start off if you can tell us a little bit about your boating experience in general.
Well, I've been on the water all my life. I think I got a picture going out with my uncle when I was about 3 months old. Most of our time has been spent sailing. We sailed for about 40 years and power boated for about 15. The year after I retired, we sailed our boat from here in the North Channel, from Little Current down the Intercoastal, crossed at West Palm Beach, Florida, and spent the winter in the Abacos, came back, left our boat in Florida, used to go down in the wintertime and sail down the eastern coast to the Keys and then across finally to the Gulf of Mexico side. I've worked as a charter captain here in the North Channel, but also help with the yacht delivery from Bermuda to the Azores, or to Antigua, and also in the British Virgin Islands. So there's a little bit of a brief history.
And it's an extensive history, even though you did the brief version. Lots of experience there. But now you're pretty much home base is the North Channel. So tell us, give us kind of an overview of what type of cruising our members can expect as they arrive in the North Channel.
Well, the North Channel is seen as the number one freshwater cruising area in the entire world. And the reason for that is that when you are here, you are mainly in protected waters. At any given time, you can find an anchorage within 1 to 2 hours from where you are, so that regardless of where the wind comes up from, there will be an anchorage to protect you from that wind. We have a number of five-star anchorages that have been written up in so many magazines around the world. And all of that is done in what we call Boaters Helping Boaters Community. With the Cruisers Net, which I run here, you're not a stranger long. You call in and part of the net, and if you do experience problems, so many stories of boaters helping boaters, and gives a great feeling for people coming here. Already this year, I've had calls from a number of loopers, early loopers, who are through our area, and that lasts through to the end of August. So each year from the 1st of July to the end of August, the Cruisers Net operates at 9 o'clock in the morning on Channel 71, VHF Channel 71.
And tell us a little bit more, Roy, about the Cruisers Net. What kind of information are you passing along? What types of questions do you typically get?
Like cruising Cruisers Nets on ham radio, we start off asking if there's any medical emergency or priority traffic. And then the item that is most of interest to boaters is the weather. Give a rather extensive weather report in our North Channel and out into Georgian Bay. That's followed by news of the world, sports, business, odd items. And if there's anything going on of interest to boaters in our different communities that they can get to by boat, then we talk about it. Today, for example, this morning, I just talked about the little theater that's going on in one of our towns and the different plays that they can go to for the next 3 days. That's the first part of the show. The second half, boaters call in. We go from one end of the North Channel to the other, and boaters call in with their boat name and their location. If they've experienced any problems, if they have any questions, at that time they also ask them, and we get them help or try to answer their questions. We operate out of the town of Little Kern, which is the center of the North Channel area. The antenna is 110 feet above the water, so we have a very wide coverage. And we also then provide relay service. If your friends are in the far western end and you're down in the eastern end, with me acting as a relay in the middle, and connect the two of you and get your questions answered.
Wonderful. Great service, like many cruisers and nets are, but great resource to have in the North Channel. Tell us one more time the time in the VHF channel that you do that.
Say again?
Repeat, if you would, the time of the day that you do your cruisers net and what channel on the VHF.
It's at 9 o'clock. That's 9 o'clock in the morning on VHF channel 71, channel 71.
Okay, so definitely a great resource if people have questions once we've finished today's podcast. But let's move on and talk specifics about the North Channel. We know that most loopers will be heading from east to west on the North Channel. So why don't you kind of take us on a tour, if you would, of what they'll be seeing and doing along the way.
Okay. As you come up Georgian Bay, you'll be coming into the small town of Killarney, and that's usually everyone's first stop if you're a looper. It's a beautiful, small little town. If you want to spend the night there, I'd recommend you call ahead to Killarney Mountain Lodge. That's Killarney Mountain Lodge. And by staying at the lodge, if you can get a dock space, all the facilities of this newly renovated lodge are open to you. The pool, the sauna, if they're open, the kayaks are often, you can take them out for an hour or so and just go in the channel and take a look. If you just go through the community and out the other side, you could spend the night, if you don't like staying in marinas, at a place called Covered Portage. It's only about 5 miles from the community of Killarney and is a great overnight stop. As you're going into it, take a look around and the east wall, the mountains on the east wall, as you go past them, you'll see carved in, by nature carved into the rock face, a place of an Indian head, and it's one of the most photographed areas here in the North Channel. On the second day, you're going to want to head farther west and go into the, world-famous five-star Bay Finn. And in Bay Finn, right inside the entrance a few miles down, it's a place called Marianne Cove, and for those of you who like to get off the boat and hike, you can go to the tallest peak in the area, and it's about a 45-minute hike. Then proceed down to the far end of Bay Finn to the what's called the pool, and that's the one that's always written up about in Cruising World, Sailing, and different magazines. And when you're there, I'd recommend getting off your boat and taking a short hike. It's about 20 minutes to what's called Lake Topaz. And Lake Topaz is a beautiful mountain lake in the Killarney Park system. The next day you'll be leaving, heading westward, and come to the community of Little Current, and that's where the Cruisers Net is based, and I'd be more than pleased to welcome you, and I have a welcome package presents for you when you come in. I love to see loopers, especially since they were so kind to invite me to speak down in Norfolk a number of years ago. I've always had a special affection for loopers as they come to our area. The community of Little Kern is where you'll probably reprovision. Instead of in Killarney, wait till you get to Little Kern. Reprovision there. There's two grocery stores. There's all of the facilities and provisioning and gift shops that you could ask for in a small community. The Cruisers Net itself is in probably the most popular hotel in all of the North Channel. It's called the Anchor Inn, and they generously host the Cruisers Net. And great place to have a meal, although there's several other places in town. But there it is right on Main Street for you. Heading west from Little Kern, the five-star anchorage to the west of Little Kern is called the Benjamin Islands. And in the Benjamin Islands, you have the pink granite. All down this area is the Canadian Shield, which is the oldest rock in the world. But the Canadian Shield is made up of several different types of rock. And in the west, at the Benjamins, you'll see pink granite, where earlier, when you were down in the pool and in covered portage, you'll see the white quartz of the Canadian Shield. So a nice mix for you to get off the boat and take a look around. And the islands of the Benjamin Islands, Croker Islands, Fox, up into Oak Bay. As much time as you have, you can gunkle around these different islands and very popular anchorages. Now, when you leave that area and head west, you can take a sheltered route, and it's going up to a community of Spanish and up what's called the Whale's Back. You go up to places like Bear Drop and Long Point Cove. Now, Spanish, the town is it's a long walk, so if you go into Spanish, you're going to be going by taxi to go in. But Spanish, and I'm going to talk in a little while about a town called Gorbea, those are the only two places in the whole North Channel where you can get your propane bottles refilled. Now, there's lots of places for locals who have barbecues to get their 20-pound tank refilled, but with your specialized tanks, you would go into either Spanish or Gorbea, call the station, which is out on the highways. They'd come down to the marina, take your tank, and for a modest fee, take it back, fill it, and give it back to you on your boat. So just recall
that.
No propane, any place else.
We had a question about that just yesterday, I believe, on our discussion forum, so that's great to know.
Okay. Then leaving that area, it's very, very open water as you head west and continue your loop. The town of Blind River along the North Shore would be your next step. Once again, it's a bit of a walk into town, but one of the nice things about the marina is they provide free bicycles for you. And so if you go into the community of Blind River, you can get on a bike and go in and take a look around this community. After that, you're probably going to head straight to the American island called Drummond Island and pass into American waters and out of the North Channel. If instead of that you've followed the Manitoulin side of the North Channel, I mentioned the town of Gorbea. And the town of Gorbea, where you can also get propane, is a beautiful little town with, like Little Kern, a provisioning place, a number of amenities there. They have an absolute wonderful little theater group there. And if you're there on a Thursday or Friday night, I'd recommend planning your trip to stop in if you're into little theater, and you will see award-winning actors and actresses perform. Leaving Little Kern and heading westward, the last community on Manitoulin Island is the community of Meldrum Bay. Meldrum Bay is isolated. It's a nice little spot, but there's very little there for you. with the exception of an absolute wonderful place to dine called the Manitoulin Inn. And it's far down into the bay. A lot of people pass it by, but it would be your last stop in Canada if you're taking that particular route before you head off and go to Drummond Island. Now, I've mentioned a number of spots, and there are hundreds. People often ask, how long should I give if I'm going to be a looper and I'm going through the North Channel? If at all possible, I would plan on at least a week here in the North Channel. Now, some people rush through, do it in 3 days, but that's my recommendation. Take a look at 6 or 7 days and put it into your planning.
Roy, are there marinas along the way, or is it more typical to anchor out in the North Channel?
I'm sorry, I didn't pick that up. Say again.
I'm sorry. Is it more common to tie up at a marina or to anchor in the North Channel overnight?
People tend to anchor more than anything else because they're so used to going into marinas that it's such a pleasant change to be able to go out into the wilderness and be at anchor in the tall pines and cedars, birch trees of the islands, and the anchorages just really attract people. Everybody can go into a marina, and they're there. And the marinas are Killarney, Little Current, Spanish, Gorbey. So four main marina areas and hundreds of anchorages. So there you go.
Okay. And speaking of the wilderness, what about wildlife in the area? We always hear about bears. Is there anything we need to be concerned about if we're hiking?
Don't come between a mother bear and her cub. That's the big thing. When you go into the bush and you're looking for blueberries or you're going up to Lake Topaz, which is in the Killarney Provincial Park, make noise. Make noise. Talk to each other. Have a stick with you, and maybe you're banging it now and again against the trees as you walk by, and you won't see anything. The bears, the black bears that are here, are shy. They don't want any contact with you. And only if you happen to run into a cub with a mother nearby and you're between them or threatening in any way to the mother will there be a problem. One of the things that I recommend to boaters is that if you are going to go into the bush, take your signal horn, your sound horn, off the boat and put it in your pocket with you. And a large blast of that horn will frighten away most things coming at you, except that mother bear, and then you're taking your chances.
Okay.
Other than that, there's everything else is okay. There are Mississauga rattler snakes up to the French River and to the Bustards, but once you get here, there haven't been any sightings that I'm aware of in our particular area. Doesn't mean that one year they might be, but right now there isn't.
Okay. What about any hazards to navigation? Are the channels well marked? Are the charts fairly accurate?
The charts are very, very accurate, but I would recommend to people who are so used nowadays to following their electronic charts that there are anomalies in certain areas. For example, going down the North Shore in Bay Finn, if you look at your chart and you're probably in about 50 feet of water, your electronic chart will show that you're up on dry land. It's just one little area, and there are a couple of spots like that. So use your electronic charts. They're very accurate and very good, but use them as they say, use them as a guide, and I recommend paper charts always with you.
Okay. And as you mentioned, for the next 6 weeks or so, you'll have a lot of loopers coming through. Are there any upcoming events that you know of that you'd like to share that people may want to plan around?
The biggest one is here in Little Current, and it's on our long weekend at the beginning of August. It's called Hollyer Weekend, where many of our people return to Manitoulin to see their families. We have on the Sunday, for example, a unbelievable fireworks for a small community, and sometimes we'll have maybe 8,000 to 10,000 people in our small community watching it that night. There is just a ton of activities planned around that, so that's Hollyer Weekend, a long weekend in August, here in the town of Little Current. But in our First Nation communities, or our, as Americans say, in reservations, all of them have their powwows or cultural gatherings over the summer. And on many different weekends, you can find, if that's what you're interested in, a powwow to go to. The biggest one is on Hollyer Weekend, on that first weekend in August. And it's down in Wukumukong First Nation. And it is one of the top three in North America. So that's another special thing to keep track of.
But it sounds wonderful. So looper, good timing for the loopers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If as a looper, when you come into range in Killarney, you think of calling into the net or at least listening to the net, anything that's coming up over the next couple of days that I think boaters might be interested in and that you can reach by being in a community, you'll hear it broadcast. You'll be warned about it and told about it.
Perfect. What else have we left out? Is there anything I haven't asked about that you would like people to know about your area?
I think you've done a good job, and I thank you for that. I think we've covered a lot very, very quickly, and I guess there's one other thing I'll tell loopers coming through. When you come into our area, when you go into, and I keep mentioning Bay Finn and the Benjamin area, cell phone coverage that you're used to all the time is spotty up here, and sometimes there will be no reception whatsoever. I'm going to give you my phone number, and I give it to boaters. So, leave it as an emergency contact phone number back home with family. So if something happens, they can call me. And if you're a listener to the net, I will get hold of you. And sometimes you may not be able to hear, but if I know of your boat and your type of boat, I will pass the word to the other people who are listening. And if you wonder how many people listen, how many people call in each day, as we go through, we average 150 calls every morning, and our record is 192 calls one morning near the end of August,
wow,
end of July last year. So if you've got your pen and paper ready, here's the phone number. My name is Roy Eaton. My number is 705-368-2148. That's 705-368-2148.
Roy, it's very generous of you to share that number so people can leave that as emergency contact when they're out of cell phone range. So thank you for that. Very much appreciate it. We're going to take a quick pause while I play a message from one of our sponsors, and then we'll just come back and wrap up for today. Be back in a moment.
Okay, Kim.
Did you know that every mile of the Great Loop is covered by both the Waterway Guide and Skipper Bob? Use them to plan your Great Loop cruise and learn about the places you can visit. In the cockpit, important navigation info is always ready at your side, plus marina listings, anchorages, services, and so much more. Each Skipper Bob and Waterway Guide is updated yearly, and waterwayguide.com and skipperbob.net keep you current with navigation alerts, cruising news, fuel prices, and special deals. With the Waterway Guide and Skipper Bob at the helm, you'll always be on course. Order yours today at the AGLCA Ship Store at greatloop.org. Waterway Guide and Skipper Bob are proud sponsors at the Admiral level with AGLCA.
We're back on Great Loop Radio, where we've been chatting with Roy Eaton about the North Channel. And we are just wrapping up that conversation because we're almost out of time. But Roy, thank you for joining us today and sharing the information. And thank you to from the entire boating community for the Little Current Cruisers nets, because I know that takes a lot of time. I know it's kind of a labor of love for you, but thank you for providing that very useful and needed service.
Kim, it was my pleasure to be able to talk to you this morning, and I invite all loopers to stop in to Little Kurt, say hello, or at least on the radio, say hello. And every Friday from 3 o'clock in the afternoon to 5, we host a little party at the Anchor Inn with free hors d'oeuvres for the boaters on behalf of the Anchor Inn staff. That's every Friday afternoon, 3 to 5.
Wonderful. Roy, thank you again for joining us. We'll have to have you back to one of our spring rendezvous to share this kind of information in person. For our listeners, thank you for joining us again this week. Until next week, safe cruising.